No man cometh unto the Father but by me. Now here is the absoluteness of salvation, and man must take it as God offers it, or he cannot have it at all. These are absolute words. The way, the only way to heaven. The truth, he speaks the truth. And what he says in his word, your Bible and mine, is absolute truth for time and for all eternity. The Lord Jesus only spake the truth. He didn't speak anything else but the truth. And then he says, I am the light, the life. Who else can give life? The doctor can't give you life. Only God can give you life. Doctors do much to preserve life and to protect life and to give us a healthy body. But only God can give natural life. He breathed into the nostrils of Adam, made out of dust, breathed into him the breath of life, and he became a living soul. And in this respect, he's like God. He's a creature for eternity. He has a soul that's going to live forever. It's going to exist forever in one of two places according to your Bible and mine. And please don't find fault with me for saying so, because it's your Bible and mine that says so. My word has no worth unless it's based on the Scripture. So here in this marvelous verse, he tells the world, I am the way, the truth, and the life. No man cometh unto the Father but by me. So there isn't any other way, and there isn't any other truth about eternity, about salvation, about your soul. There isn't any other truth. This is the sole truth. And then he says, I'm the life. I am the life. He gave us natural life. He sent us into this world. He knows you and all about you. He knows me and all about me. The Lord Jesus is omniscient. He knows everything. And he knows what you're thinking right now, and he knows what I'm thinking and saying right now. He knows. He knows the worst about you, yet loves you just the same. He knows you're a sinner. He knows I was a sinner, and I'm still a sinner. But saved by the grace of God. I trusted Christ as my Savior. He saved me. And he gave me not only life, natural life, but he gives eternal life to all those that accept him as their Savior. My friends, here is the greatness of the Lord Jesus and his bounty to you and to me as sinners. Back in John chapter 10 and verse 28, he says, in verse 27, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. Those that are saved, they know his voice. Where do we hear his voice? Out of the Word of God, your Bible and mine. This is the voice of Jesus to you and me, the voice of God to you and me, and all other human beings alive on earth at any given time. The voice of God is heard today, not out of the sky, but through the Bible, your Bible and mine. And he says, I give unto them, his sheep, those that believe in him, those that trust him, those that receive him as their Savior, realizing that he died for their sins on the cross, put them away. And he asked us to receive him as our Savior, believe that he did do that for us, and he did die. Our souls to save, died bearing our sins, answering to God for them. God satisfied now to look on Jesus and pardon you and pardon me if we'll just say, Lord, I believe. I receive you as my Savior. You died for me. Thank you, Lord, for dying for me. He says in verse 28 of John 10, I give unto them what? I give. Notice, I give. You don't buy it. You don't work for it. You can't have it any other way but a gift. I give unto them eternal life, not only natural life, You and I have natural life now, if we're alive on earth today. We have natural life. But the Lord Jesus gives not only natural life, but he gives eternal life. Life that will never end. Life that will be with himself. Life that is his own life he imparts to you and I, if we trust the Lord Jesus as our Savior. In a moment we can accept him as our very own. Have you ever had a real meeting with the Lord Jesus yourself? Have you ever accepted him as your Savior? Realized that your soul of souls, that he died on the cross for sinners, yes? But he died for me, thank God. Can you say that? You could if you just stopped, friend. He wants to save you, who died to save you, who finished the work that saved you. And he asked you to come. Come unto me, all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give, G-I-V-E, give you rest. Rest for time, rest for eternity. Oh, how great. I give unto them eternal life. And what does that mean? Well, it means, friend, you'll never perish. Oh, that's preposterous. You can't do that. You can't get that. You can't get eternal life by a gift. You must work for it. You may do something for it. I must do my part, and then God will do his part. And that's not so, friend. That's often said, but it isn't true. It's not true. It's not out of the Bible. The Lord did all the work. And he gives eternal life. He gives salvation to the sinner that will accept him as their Savior. I give unto them eternal life, and what? They shall never perish, N-E-V-E-R. Now, whatever you might try to do with never, you can never change it. You can never change it. And never is never. It'll never happen. I give them eternal life, and they shall never perish. Never perish. My, what a satisfaction to know that you've trusted the Savior for yourself, that he's given you eternal life. The Holy Spirit has entered the moment you trusted Christ as your Savior, and you have eternal life, you'll never perish. Oh, my friends, this is the greatest value on earth today, to know that the soul is saved for all eternity. I give, he'll give it to you. First of all, God gave his Son to die for us. John 3:16 tells us clearly, for God so loved the world, you and me and everybody else, alive upon the earth at any given time. God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, the Lord Jesus, gave him to the cross of suffering and shame for you and me, to pay the price and the penalty for your sins and mine, that we might go free. He gave his only begotten Son that whosoever, you, me, or anyone else, believeth in him, should not perish, but have H-A-V-E, everlasting life. Just think of that. Eternal life is the question. And joy through eternity. Then, sinner, tell me, what will your answer be? Would you trust the Savior now? Right now. He waits to save you. He waits to give you eternal life. It's the only way you can have it is to receive it as a gift. His salvation is free. He gives you forgiveness of sins. He gives you eternal life. And they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. Oh, we're in his hand. We're not holding on. He's holding on to us. If I were holding on, I may lose my grip, but he'll never lose his. He has us in his hands if we've trusted him. We'll be saved for all eternity. We'll be with him and like him in glory forevermore. This is not presumption. This is the solemn, serious word of God. It can't be changed. There's no way of changing it. And none can pluck him out of my hand. Then he says, my Father, that's God of Jehovah, which gave them me, is greater than all. And no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. So we're not only in the hands of the Lord Jesus, but we're in the hands of the Father. In the judicial discretion of God the Father and God the Son, we're in his hand. We're in their hands. And none is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Oh, what security here. and he gives eternal life, and no man can come to the Father but by the Lord Jesus Christ. That is John chapter 14 and verse 6. He is the way, the truth, and the life, and no man cometh unto the Father, no one gets to heaven, but by way of the Lord Jesus, by way of the cross. Have you come? Do you have everlasting life right now? If you don't, you could have by just accepting Christ as your Savior. Thank thee, Father, for thy good word. We thank thee with those who trust in him will never perish. He saves to the uttermost them that come unto God by him. And so we pray for our country again. We pray thee, Lord, to preserve it from all the catastrophes and the great things that are happening, the terrible things. We pray thy blessing, thy preservation. We pray for our president and all who are in authority, the governors of states, the cabinet, the Congress, the court, and the mayors of our cities. We pray especially for the mayor of our great city of Washington, our nation's capital. In the name of the Lord Jesus, amen.